He will assign them to their place in the lake of fire. Now, there's going to be many different places of torment in the lake of fire. But if you were the best man in the world, you were good to your wife and your children, and you was really a good man, you won't be in quite as hot a place as Hitler was. He's going to be in a really bad place. You know, Mussolini, you know, some of these men that have been responsible for killing millions of people, they're going to be in some of the hottest places in this place. But think about that good man. The good man, the one that went to church. The one that made sure he had his three-piece suit on. You know, that he was dressed nice and that he really gave a good gift to the church every Sunday when he went. But there's one thing he failed to do. Make Jesus Lord of his life. He just wouldn't make Jesus Lord of his life. I mean, I'm a good man. You have no idea how many men I've sat and talked to in my walk of business when I was an engineer out there in the workforce. I'd say, are you a Christian? Well, yeah. Oh, do you go to church? Some of them said, yeah. Well, I'd say, where do you go to church? Well, you know, I go to a Lutheran, or go to a Baptist, Catholic, Presbyterian, whatever. I said, when you stand before God one day, when he says, why should I let you in my heaven? What are you going to say? And I am amazed at the men that say, well, surely my good works outweigh my bad. I hardly ever hear one say, I'm washed in the blood of Jesus. But that's the only right answer. I'm washed in the blood. Jesus paid the price for me. I'm going to heaven because of what he done. And I've received that by faith. So I'm going to heaven. It's amazing to me the number of people that don't know that. But anyway, this man wanted to be buried on top of this other man. He says, the prophet said to his sons, when I die, bury me in the grave where the man of God is buried. Lay my bones beside his bones, for the message the Lord told him to proclaim against the altar in Bethel and against the pagan shrines in the towns of Samaria will surely come true. And they did. Now then, verse 33 and 34. But even after this, what? Think about what we're fixing to say. But even after all of this, Jeroboam, the king, did not turn from his evil ways. How stupid can we be? We come to a healing school and see people get healed, and people go out and meet one of their friends and say, you know, I just went to a healing school down at the Living Savior Church, and God healed my back. I mean, I was in excruciating pain, and God fixed me. You need to believe in Jesus. And they say, you know, I've known you for 20 years, and I know you're not a liar. But now then, I got a problem with you. You say you got healed at church? Yes. Well, I go to church once in a while, and I ain't never seen nothing like this, so I don't believe you're telling me the truth. But I'm telling you, Joe, you need Jesus. Oh, no, I don't need Jesus. I'm okay. I'm a good guy. But Joe, I went to church and Jesus healed me. Look at me, you know, I couldn't hardly bend over. Look at me now, I can do all these things, I'm healed. He said, just a phenomenon, it just happened. But if you think because of that miracle and because I know you, I'm going to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior, you got another thing coming. I ain't going to change. That's exactly what happened to Jeroboam here, isn't it? Jeroboam saw, was Jeroboam the one his hand locked in place? Then he asked the prophet to pray to the Lord and that his hand would be healed, and he did, and it was? Oh, that was just a coincidence, I guess. How quick do we forget? Too quick, don't we? We forget. You know, when businessmen, when we do something, you know, not necessarily do we have to be the king, but if we pray and ask God to do something wonderful, and he does, and we get a good contract or whatever, and a real good thing happens to us, and money starts flowing in, and everything's good, you know, most men will never stop and get humble themselves and say, Lord, I want to thank you for sending this business. Somebody come up and say, you know, you're a great businessman. They say, yeah, don't I do good work? Ooh, I'm a good guy. See, they take credit for it themselves instead of glorifying God. He's the one that does it. Don't ever take credit. Humble yourself. But even after all of this, Jeroboam did not turn from his evil ways. Nothing new under the sun, is there? He continued to choose priests from the rank and file of the people. Anyone who wanted to could become a priest for the pagan shrines. Well, I'd hope that if they're pagan shrines, it's not the ones that's supposed to be the priest. I hope those guys are smarter than that. Don't come and ask me to be a priest in a pagan shrine. I ain't going to be there. I'm not going to give glory to God. Don't come and tell me that the Hindu God and the Christian God is the same God. He's not the same God. Don't come and tell me that the Muslim God, Allah, is the same God as my Jesus Christ. They are not the same God. You know, they're not the one and the same. And I'm not going in your shrine. Oh, but come in to the mosque and take your shoes off. Forget it. If I walk in that stupid mosque, it's going to be with both shoes on, stomping mud. I ain't going in there and give no glory to Allah. Y'all understand where I'm coming from? Allah is not God. There's only one God, and I'm only going to show reverence to one God, Jesus Christ. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Don't stand up in school and tell me, like, do you all realize that in Texas, we've had a battle with the school books in the state of Texas this year? They want to give more glory to Allah than they do to Jesus Christ? And praise God, we've got a few people with a brain. Some of them have stood up against this nonsense. Well, let me tell you, I just found out something the other day, that if you're over 55 years of age, which I am, you can take courses in any college in the United States free of charge. I just heard that the other day. I think I'm going to check that out. If I am, I think I'm going to start going to Denton up here, you know, and maybe one or two colleges in Dallas there. I'm going to find out, can I go and take a course and it don't cost me nothing? Because I'm going to go and listen and see what they're teaching. I ain't going down there to try to ace something or do something. I'm just going down there to hear what the teacher's teaching. If any one of them comes up and says, you know, there is no God, you know, they're beginning to teach this junk. I'm going, when they say there's no God, I said, hey, professor, I got a problem now. These are supposed to be Christian schools, and we're supposed to teach about Jesus Christ in America and not about Allah. And I'm going to stand up and I'm going to tell them the truth. I ain't going to take this laying down. You know, but we need a lot of people that don't have a whole lot to do, that are over 55, that's willing to dedicate themselves to this chore in every university in the United States of America, and be willing to sit down and sit in that class, and anytime any professor starts to teach you something that's not true from the Word of God, you need to stand up and say, look, Professor, I am a Christian, and this offends me. You need to be able to stand up, because just think, here we are, a Christian nation, hundreds of millions of people, most of us supposedly say we're Christians, and we've got 7/10 of the population now that's Muslim, and they're telling us what to do. There's something wrong with this picture, people. When we let some religious group come in here in America, and then I was really unhappy with one of the big leaders of the Southern Baptist Church the other day, Richard Land. I was really upset with him. I always thought he was a good guy. But he says, in America, we have freedom of religion. And if the Muslims want to build a mosque in downtown New York City on Ground Zero, that's okay with me. I'm telling you, that ain't okay with me. Not at all. And right there, I lost my respect for Richard Land. You know, if he's not willing to stand up for his God, then kick him out of the church. You know, we need to stand for Jesus. Don't listen to these liars that are coming in and telling us what we got to do that does not line up with the Word of God. When you don't obey God, what happens to you? You get killed. And this man of God got killed. It said this became a great sin and resulted in the destruction of Jeroboam's kingdom and the death of all his family. Uh-oh. Wow. Okay, let's go to the next chapter. Let's go on to verse 1 in the next chapter and let's see what happened. At that time, Jeroboam's son, Abijah, became very sick. Okay, now what's his son done? He ain't done nothing. Who's the sinner? Daddy. Daddy is the sinner. People say, you know, God would never afflict your children with sickness and disease because of your sin. Well, hey, you ain't read the book. Right here is a perfect place of it. This is just one of many. At that time, what time? The time when Jeroboam's doing all these wicked things. When he refused to repent for his sins. He is coming in and continuing to bring in all these pagans to serve in the temples as priests. At that time, Jeroboam's son, Abijah, became very sick. So Jeroboam told his wife, disguise yourself so that no one will recognize you as the queen. Go to the prophet Ahijah at Shiloh, the man who told me I would become king. In other words, he still remembers the man that walked in and said, God's going to anoint you as king. And God did anoint him. He took the kingdom from David and gave it to Jeroboam. And so let's see what happens in the next two verses. Take him a gift of 10 loaves of bread, some cakes, and a jar of honey, and ask him what will happen to the boy. So Jeroboam's wife went to Ahijah's home at Shiloh. He was an old man now, and he could no longer see. In other words, you know, cataracts was back in those days too, you know it? And they've been around forever? Yes, they have. They've been around forever. Praise God, today we have Jesus on this side of the cross, and he can open blind eyes. You know, he can do anything. But back in his days, even though the men of God, they didn't have this faith thing to walk in like we have today. They just didn't have it. Aren't we glad we live on this side of the cross? I am so glad that we can repent of sin and God will restore us, and it makes no difference what's wrong with you. He can fix anything that you can believe him for. So Jeroboam's wife went to Ahijah's home at Shiloh. He was an old man now and could no longer see. Next couple of verses. But the Lord had told Ahijah, Jeroboam's wife will come here pretending to be someone else. She will ask you about her son, for he is very sick. You must give her the answer that I give you. Who is running the show here? Is God in control? I mean, here's a blind prophet, and a queen is, she's, you know, dressing herself all up as somebody else to go to a blind man that can't see her anyway, and she's pretending to be someone else, and the Lord speaks to that blind prophet and tells him exactly what to say. Now, I've never seen the time when God was blind, have you? Does God have a problem hearing or seeing? No, not at all. I mean, he's got great eyes and great ears. I'm telling you, he can hear and see everything. So when Ahijah heard her footsteps at the door, he called it, come in, wife of Jeroboam. Now, what do you think that made her feel like? Here she is trying to sneak in, disguised as somebody else, and he's totally blind. He says, come in, wife of Jeroboam.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled Man of God, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.